call to order this meeting of the Conference Committee on Senate File 3008, and ask Mr. Dockendorf to take the roll.
Chair Stevenson.
Present.
Chair Dames.
Present.
Representative Cotiza Watoon.
Present.
Representative Nash.
Present.
Representative Olson.
Present.
Representative Wolgamott.
Present.
Senator Housley. Senator Jasinski.
Present.
Senator Kent.
Present.
Senator Utke.
We have a quorum. The sole item of business is consideration of our proposed conference report for Senate File 3008. Senator Dames, would you like to move adoption of the committee report in order to get in front of the committee?
So moved.
Senator Dames moves adoption of the committee report, a conference committee report on Senate File 3008 to get before the committee. I will move the amendment coded CCRSF 3008, and we will have nonpartisan staff walk through the amendment. Mr. Clement.
Mr. Chair and members, I'm going to start with page one. This is article one. Section one is the distilled spirits manufacturer definition. That's related to the cocktail room provision that is in the third section of the bill. Page two, section two, is the definition of malt liquor, defining malt liquor to include malt substitutes. And clarifying the definition of beer for purposes of Chapter 340A. Section 3 is the microdistillery and distilled spirits manufacturer's cocktail room provision. That also includes the third-party bottling contract provision. There are some changes from the House side in this provision on page 3, subdivision 4. Going on to page 5, those changes are the provision allowing up to 1.125 liters of distilled spirits is no longer in that provision. And in addition, on line 4.9 through 4.11, there's a provision that allows rulemaking for the Commissioner of Public Safety to ensure compliance with the 750 milliliter bottle limit that remains in the bill. Section 4 is the increase in the growler cap from 20,000 to 150,000 barrels. Section 5 is the provision that relates to expanded off-sale for certain small brewers who are brewing 7,500 barrels annually. And there is also on page 5, starting on line 14, again from the House bill that was heard previously in this committee, there's a reporting provision here, very similar to the one for microdistillery off-sale, and allowing the Commissioner of Public Safety to establish rules to ensure compliance with the 128-ounce limit under the expanded off-sale provisions in that section. Section 6 is the provision relating to and allowing certain small cideries to self-distribute. There is new language again in this provision from what was heard in this committee previously. That's on lines 6.7 and 6.8. And it just requires the affidavit that is required to be submitted by the winery producing apple-based cider to also detail the actions that were taken by them to try to pursue a contract with a wholesaler when making a certification that a wholesaler is not available to distribute their products. Sections 7, 8, and 9 are unchanged from when they were heard in this committee. Those are the Coleman Act provisions relating to open wholesaling. Section 10, this is a section that includes the on-sale, the authority for municipalities to issue on-sale licenses for resorts. And also includes the town ball provisions. Which would allow a city or county to issue wine or malt liquor licenses for sales during town ball games. Then starting on page 8 of the committee report, section 11, this is the provision that allows counties to issue on-sale licenses for auto racing facilities. Section 12 on page 9, this is the county provision for the on-sale licenses for resorts. So the cities were in the previous section, and this is the section that provides those for counties. Sections 13 and 14 are the provisions relating to allowing temporary on-sale licenses to be issued to county fairs for 7 days. That was one per year. That's sections 13 and 14. Again, unchanged from when the bill or when the this bill was heard in this committee previously. Section 15 is the exclusive liquor store provision allowing sales of glassware and citrus fruits. Section 16 is the extended hours for on sale during live World Cup matches. One change in this provision is that it is temporary in the committee report, and it would expire on September 1st, 2023, after the conclusion of the Women's World Cup. On page 12, section 17, that's the appropriation for two full-time employees for the Alcohol and Gambling Enforcement Division. And Mr. Chair, that concludes Article 1, and I can roll into Article 2 as well right now, if that's okay.
Yes, please proceed.
Okay. So, Mr. Chair and members, Article 2 starts on page 12. I guess one other change from the bill is that the previous Article 2 contained all the provisions related to direct ship wine, and those are not in the conference committee report. So the new Article 2 is the old Article 3, which are the special local liquor laws. Section 1 on page 12 is the on-sale provision for the city of Willmar. Section 2 is the on-sale provision for Sauk Rapids. Section 3 is the on-sale provision for St. Paul, that's page 13. Section 4 is the on-sale provision for the city of St. Cloud. Section 5 is the social district license for the city of Anoka. And then if you look at page line 15.29, there's a new subdivision, subdivision 7. And that subdivision requires the city to provide a report to the chairs and ranking minority members of the legislative committees that have jurisdiction over liquor. And they have to report on essentially within 24 months of issuance of the first license, the city would have to provide a report that just details the city's experience in issuing the license. So on page 16, there are 7 items of discussion under this provision. They have to describe the process they use to designate their social district, the community response to the social district, and with a concentration on residents living and businesses operating within a 1 mile radius of the district. They would also have to discuss the response to the social district from on-sale licensees, both in and outside the district. They'd have to report on the problems encountered in establishing and overseeing the social district and the social district licenses for the on-sale licensees. They'd have to describe public safety concerns that arose due to the operation of the district, the benefits and drawbacks to the city of continuing the social district, and also make recommendations for modifications to the special law. Then on page 16, section 6 is the City of Rochester on-sale license. And lastly, Mr. Chair and members, Section 7 is the on-sale special license provision for the City of Alexandria. And Mr. Chair, that completes the walkthrough of the conference committee report.
Thank you, Mr. Klayman. We'll have member questions in a moment, but first, can I ask, Chair Dames and I were looking at Section 17, the appropriation that begins on line 12.12, and we both understood that appropriation to continue into years 24 and 25 in the same amount, so $250,000 in fiscal 24 and $250,000 in fiscal 25. And that's looks like we didn't we neglected to get that into the text. I'm wondering, can we do that by oral amendment or Mr. Klayman?
Yeah, Mr. Chair and members, after consulting with House and Senate fiscal staff, we believe that the appropriation as drafted does provide the ongoing appropriation.
Okay.
Okay.
That resolves that issue. Members, any questions for Mr. Klayman on the amendment? Seeing no questions, we will first vote to adopt the amendment, then we can have discussion on the conference report, and then we will vote on the conference report. So voting on adoption of the amendment, my motion to adopt the amendment, CCRSF 3008, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
The motion prevails, and the amendment is adopted. Discussion to the draft conference report. Any discussion to the draft? Well, members, thank you very much for your service on this. We'll vote in a minute. I think this is a great bill, and I think we can be really very happy on it. And with that, Senator Dames renews his motion to adopt the conference committee report and Senate File 3008 as amended, and Mr. Dockendorf will take the roll.
Chair Stevenson.
Aye.
Stevenson, aye. Chair Dames.
Aye.
Dames, aye. Representative Cotiza-Watoon.
Aye.
Cotiza-Watoon, aye. Representative Nash.
Aye.
Nash, aye. Representative Olson.
Aye.
Olson, aye. Representative Wolgamott.
Aye.
Wolgamott, aye. Senator Housley.
Aye.
Housley, aye. Senator Jasinski.
Absolutely aye.
Jasinski, aye. Senator Kent.
Aye.
Kent, aye. Senator Utke.
Aye.
Utke, aye.
There being five ayes and zero nays among the House and five ayes and zero nays among the Senate, the motion prevails and the conference committee report to Senate File 3008, as amended, is adopted. Members, we will have nonpartisan staff prepare the conference committee report. The revisor will circulate it to all of you for electronic signatures. I think you may already have that email in your box. Please reply very promptly so that we can get the bill passed off the House floor as quickly as possible. With that, thank you again for your service, and the committee is adjourned.